KB Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 68. Winds out of the east 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows level off around 34. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 68. Mainly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Kale Chapman. Here are the latest headlines from 12 News. The state issuing a blue-green algae warning for Lake Afton. Direct contact with such blooms can result in rashes, vomiting, diarrhea, sore throat, and headaches. The state advises you to avoid the water at Lake Afton until warnings are lifted. As troopers crack down on extreme speeding, a bill that could put offenders in jail is still stalled. Senate Bill 113 would define driving 100 miles an hour or more, or 35 miles an hour over the speed limit, as reckless driving and let judges send violators to jail. Currently, violators can only be fined. If lawmakers do not act by April 10th, the bill dies for the fifth straight year. In Wichita, I'm Kale Chapman, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. Beloit Seeking Serenity Al-Anon Group meets weekly on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Club 86.
Every Monday from 10 to 11 a.m., it's Bible study at the Beloit Senior Center. Any questions, call 785-738-5802.
Every Monday from 5 to 7 is Lebanon Library Game Night. Librarian Linda Scott invites all ages to come out and have fun.
Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. are the Grief Share meetings at the Bank of Tescott Meeting Room in Beloit, sponsored by the Beloit Ministerial Association. The Downs Grief Share Support Group will meet on Sundays at 2 p.m. in the Zion Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Downs, beginning March 1st. The 4-H Awards Committee is having a bake sale on Friday, April 3rd from 8 a.m. until sold out at the Bank of Tescott Meeting Room in Beloit. Free will donations to get some Easter treats and raise money for the Fair Award for the Mitchell County 4-Hers. The Tipton Knights of Columbus Fish Fry is Friday, April 3rd at the Tipton Community Center from 5:30 to 7:30. It's time to get the kids out and hunt those Easter eggs. March 28th at noon is the Osborne Chamber Easter Egg Hunt at the courthouse. The Jewell County Hospital Easter Egg Hunt will be at the north end of the hospital on April 3rd at 1. The Downs Care and Rehab Egg Hunt is April 4th at 9 a.m. Cocker City Easter Egg Hunt is April 4th at 10 a.m. Preschool through kindergarten meet at the Methodist Church, first and second grades at the City Park, and third through fifth grade at the Baptist Church. The Beloit Easter Egg Hunt is at 10:30 a.m. at the City of Beloit Sports Complex soccer fields on Saturday, April 4th. The Glen Elder Easter egg hunt is April 4th at 10:30 a.m. at the square.
Also Saturday, April 4th in Glen Elder is the Easter Bake Sale put on by the Glen Elder Lions Club starting at 10:30 a.m. in front of the Garrity State Bank in Glen Elder. Rosette Raven Studio in Glen Elder will be open Saturday, April 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the south side of the Glen Elder Square.
The Hilltop Easter Egg Hunt in Beloit will be Saturday, April 4th at noon.
The St. Boniface CYO Easter Egg Hunt will be Saturday, April 4th at 10 a.m. at the Tipton City Park.
The Jewel Easter Egg Hunt will take place Saturday, April 4th at 3 p.m. at the City Park. The Easter Pageant with a live reenactment of the life of Christ will take place at 6 a.m. Easter Sunday, April 5th at the Bluffs south of Alton, Kansas. For more information, call 483-0660.
Monday, May 6th, the Beloit High School football team will be having a pulled pork feed from 11 to 1 at the Beloit Municipal Building. For delivery orders, group orders, or to-go orders, please text Casey Seifert at 785-569-1499.
And it's the Beloit Community Blood Drive at the Fort Hays Tech North Central Wellness Center Gym on Wednesday, April 8th from noon to 6. To schedule your appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter code Beloit. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and Discover Mitchell County.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Martin Marty Boyer, age 61 of Belleville, passed away February 14th, 2026. Memorial services will be Saturday, April 4th at 1 p.m. at Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. The family will greet friends at the funeral home 2 hours prior to the service. Burial will follow at the Belleville City Cemetery. Following the cemetery services, family and friends are invited to the High Banks Hall of Fame Museum for a luncheon with family. Memorials are requested to the High Banks Hall of Fame Museum and may be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home is assisting the Boyer family with these arrangements. Funeral services for Melvin Mick McGuire will be April 6th at 10 a.m. at the Glen Elder First Christian Church. Mr. McGuire died March 24th, 2026. Memorials can be given to the Glen Elder American Legion or Glen Elder Lions Club. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for Gloria Black, age 92 of rural Beloit, will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Robert's Family Funeral Home. Mrs. Black died March 30th at the Resident Care Center in Beloit. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. with family present from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Solomon Valley Transportation. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Daryl Lee Chancellor of Concordia passed away March 30th, 2026. Services will be held on June 5th. Memorials may be made to the OCCK Alzheimer's Program and can be sent to Shapu Bowie Funeral Home. Shapu Bowie Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Looking at making feeding time faster, easier, and more consistent? Take a look at the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer, available now at Winkle Manufacturing. Built for cattle producers who demand reliability, the VSR 540 Single Crew Vertical Mixer delivers thorough, consistent rations with powerful processing ability and durable design built to handle the daily grind. From large round bales to processed feed, it mixes efficiently with minimal waste and easy cleanout. Stop in and ask about the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer at Winkle Manufacturing. Winkle Manufacturing, helping area producers get the job done right. Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Hey, this is Clint Cantu with Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne, Kansas. When you bring your vehicle in for an oil change, we don't just change the oil and send you on your way. We include a free digital multi-point inspection to help catch small issues before they turn into serious problems. It's all part of helping you stay on top of your vehicle's general maintenance and keeping you safely on the road. At Cantu Auto Repair, we believe taking care of the little things now can save you big headaches later. Stop by and see us soon or call us at 785-345-4000.
Turn it up Beloit. Schnell and Pestinger is rocking downtown as your local GE appliance dealer and now your brand new Mohawk flooring dealer. From reliable appliances that'll keep the beat in your kitchen to flooring that'll have your whole house looking like a headliner, Schnell and Pestinger has you covered. And guess what? They're hiring. Join the team that brings classic service to Beloit every day. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Proud sponsor of Thigh Slapping Thursday, your weekly dose of comedy on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. Schnell and Pestinger, downtown Beloit.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals lost their three-game series to the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers, 2-1 over the weekend. Friday night's game was pushed to a doubleheader on Saturday due to weather on Friday night. In the opener on Saturday, they fell 5-2 to the Brewers. As Leander Avila was called up for the game, as Michael Waka was sick, he gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, whilst walking 3 in just 3 innings of work, and the Royals could not come back from that. In the nightcap, the Royals knocked off the Brewers 8-2 as a 6-run, 6th-inning helped propel them to the victory, an inning in which Salvador Perez hit a solo home run. Seth Lugo gave up 2 runs over 5 innings, and the 27th man for the DH, Eli Morgan, got the 3-inning save. Despite Mikel Garcia's homer in the finale, the Royals lost 8-5. They're now 4-5 on the year. They hit the road for 3 as they go to Cleveland to take on the Guardians tonight at 5:10 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Bob Garden Center in Cocker City has seed, potatoes, and onion plants ready to go. They carry bulk seed and have cold crops and bedding plants. With 3 full greenhouses, Bob Garden Center has what you need for all your gardening and flower needs. Don't like the weather today? Plant tomorrow. Or take Roberta's advice and give it 5 minutes. The Kansas weather will change. Bob Garden Center is now open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, but closes early at 5 on Wednesday. Located at 1111 6th Street in Cocker City. Call today at 781-490.
Spring is here, and that means it's fertilizer, seed, and spray season across North Central Kansas. That's where Midway Co-op comes in. With quality seed, crop nutrients, and a full line of crop protection products, they help farmers get the most out of every acre. Their experienced agronomy team offers everything from field scouting and soil sampling to precision ag and custom application, so your operation is ready from planting to harvest. Backed by over a century of service and local expertise, Midway Co-op is your partner in the field. Get started today at Midway Co-op, helping you grow success from the ground up.